1 Samuel chapter 18. And I'll read just a few verses. Verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass when he made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him a day and would let him go no more home to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe and was upon him and gave it to David and his garment, even his sword, and to his bow, and to his girdle." Now, we are reading from the book of 1 Samuel. The story is about Saul and David. So today I'll just put the introduction. Tomorrow we'll go further, and maybe more deeper tomorrow. Sunday we'll conclude. When I mean deeper, I mean deeper tomorrow. So we are going further, maybe than I have done before. I'm hoping that God will take us to another level tomorrow.
Yeah.
So if you are planning to miss tomorrow, I'm sorry. I'm believing for greater things tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
So the story that is here, it's about David and Saul. David and Jonathan. Thank you for the water. But the thing that I want us to understand much, it's on verse 3. "Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as he loved his own soul." He loved him as he loved his own soul. I want to talk about soul ties. That's what we'll be talking this weekend. Soul ties. And if you understand, he said, and their hearts were what? Knit. They were together. And there have been so many times that people knowingly or unknowingly have ended up making soul ties with people that their life is not moving forward because of the soul ties that they have. And some people have done it unknowingly. Yeah. Some did it when they were young, and their life is in a mess up to now because of soul ties. So at this weekend, we want to look into those soul ties.
Amen.
And we'll not only look at them, we want to break them and renounce them and repent from them so that we can move away from soul ties.
Amen.
Because so many of us, we have given our life to Christ, but our souls are still tied to those people.
Amen.
And as a result, sometimes we wonder why we keep going back to those people and we don't understand. It's because of soul ties. Soul ties can have a very big impact in your life. Now, if you look for the word soul tie in the Bible, you might not find it. But the Bible talks about soul. The Bible speaks about what is today known as a soul tie. I'll try to not to preach too much today, but try to lead and explain. But tomorrow maybe I might not be able to lead. I might be able to more preach. So tomorrow I might be making a little bit of noise. You know, I'm
Africa. That's okay.
Allow Africans to be Africans.
Yeah.
So I might make a little bit of noise when I'm preaching tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
More.
In the Bible, it doesn't use the word soul tie, but it speaks of them when it talks about soul being knit together. We just read about that. Becoming one flesh. A soul tie can serve many functions, but in its simple form, it ties two souls together. Okay? So it ties what? Two souls together. In other words, what are they saying? I'll try to read and then explain or preach.
Yeah. Whatever will come there. Let me move my Bible, keep my notes there. Maybe it will make life easier because of space.
So he says, and the two souls together in a spiritual realm. So the first, it can be spiritual realm. Second, it says soul ties between married couples. So if you are married, you become a soul tie to your wife. Yeah? I will explain as time goes by. So soul ties draw the married people together like magnets because they are so tight, they become together. And the next thing is so why do soul ties between fornicators can draw a beaten and abused woman to the womb, to the man which is not in natural him should hate and learn from? I want you to understand that bit. He's saying, when you talk about soul ties, the married couples, it draws them together like a magnet. But to the fornicators, it draws them that you can be abused, you can be beaten, whatsoever a man can do.
It's true.
You will go, but you will come back.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. It's true.
Have you heard that sometimes in the homes, they say, why is she still with that man?
Yeah. Yeah.
She is abused, and you know you can see the abuse.
Yeah.
But the person cannot leave that person because of the soul tie.
Yeah.
Because they're tied together. So no matter whether she goes, she will come back because of the soul tie.
Yeah.
So a soul tie can bring people together. And the problem with a soul tie when you're a fornicator, the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians, it said if you sleep with a woman, you become one flesh with that person.
Yeah.
So if you sleep with many people, yeah, it means the more soul ties you're making with those people, and it means your life will be a mess.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's here I talk about demonology, but in demonology they say, yeah, if you sleep with somebody who has got 200 demons, at the end of your sex intercourse, you have got 200 demons yourself. Because of the soul ties, what it means is you have shared.
Yeah.
Now, imagine you sleep with 10 people with 500 demons on them. How many demons are you going to have at the end of the day? What about if you're sleeping with a legion who has got so many demons, and then you go sleep with another legion? How many demons are you going to have?
A lot.
That's why we are talking about the importance of soul ties. You need to be careful whom you attach yourself to. Have you wondered sometimes people who were not used to do drugs, but at end of the day, because of the association with people that they have, they end up doing drugs?
Amen.
Soul ties. Some people who were never prostitutes, but because of their friends and association with their friends, they end up being what? Prostitutes. Why soul ties? So a soul tie can bound you to a point that you end up doing things that you don't know. And the worst enough is you don't see it, though people see it. Sometimes you look and say, this was a very nice man. What has changed? Look at his friends. The association that he has had has bring a very big impact in their lives. And then as a result, a person has started living a life that is not normal. So ties. The Bible says Jonathan made a what? A covenant with David. In other words, there was a soul tie. I think it's about a few weeks ago, I was preaching at Radio. I was talking about, is there anyone who has remained in Jonathan's house? Can you remember that incident? Or is it in Saul's house? I think it was in Radio. What was my last message? Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. When I was talking about my mission, because sometimes I go somewhere I preach, so I can't remember. But what that message was coming from is coming from this covenant. That's why David said, is there anybody who is there? in the house of Saul that I can show kindness.
Yeah.
The reason why David wanted to show kindness, it's because of what we are reading in the book of Samuel chapter 18 verse 3 or 2. When it says, and Jonathan and David made a covenant. In other words, their soul ties came together. And their covenant was not just a mere covenant. When we talk about covenant, in those days they would cut themselves. There would be blood covenant and they would put it together. And that was the covenant. So the more you do such kind of things, that's why I'm talking about things like sex, things about association, the people that we have, they can build us. We can end up being like them. If you spend more time with a person who is praying every day, you end up being a prayer person.
Amen.
Because you have no choice.
Amen.
Am I right?
Amen.
If you find a lesser person, you also become lesser because they don't wait. So association has been a very important part in our life as Christians. What kind of people are you associated with? What kind of impact are they doing in your life? What is it benefiting you in your friendship? Because some of those friends that you're being associated with, they are destroying your destiny. They are pulling you back to where God wants you to go. And as a result, you're stuck in one place. Why? Because of the kind of the people you spend time with.
Amen.
That's why, is it the book of Proverbs? That it's Corinthians. That talks, it said, what does light have to do with darkness? These two cannot go together. They have to be separated. Sometimes you are not trying to be self-righteous by choosing friends. But what you're doing is you're doing good to yourself.
Amen.
Because sometimes I have met people who say, I want to get married. And they will go and marry somebody who is a drunkard or somebody who is not saved. And then they start getting abused in the house. They said, where is God? Ah, where was God before you got married? Did you pray for this man? No. Okay, so why are you blaming God today? Because you have brought yourself the problem.
Yeah.
It's not God. So sometimes we don't involve God in our decisions, and then we begin to blame God tomorrow.
Amen.
We need to watch ourselves. We need to think about ourselves, because some of the people that we are having an impact on your future, are having an impact on your finances. Because sometimes, if you spend more time with somebody who has got a spirit of poverty, that spirit of poverty will be on you. No wonder every month you are broke. You have no money. It's because you have associated yourself with so ties. That's why we need to break them.
Amen.
I will explain some of the things that has happened because of so ties. As I will give you an example. A few months ago, I was praying with a lady here in Norwich, and the person had spent more time with people who believed in witchcraft and so forth and so forth.
Yeah.
And because she was spending more time with them, she didn't know that things have been imparted in her heart.
Amen. Yeah. That's very good.
Yeah.
So I walked in their house, they invited me to go, and I went with a fellow pastor, which was very good, and then they put food on the table.
Mm.
My spirit said, don't eat. But my spirit of my other friend didn't say anything. So he started eating. So while he was eating, he said, why are you not eating? I said, because I have seen things that I need to deal with before I touch the food.
Amen.
And then, guess what? When we started praying, the person started manifesting.
Wow.
Not only manifesting, but manifesting like a snake, moved like a snake, performed all sorts of things in there that the person who was eating ended up going up. And he wanted to vomit now. Because he said, I can't believe it. This is the person who cooked the food. You know, he was beginning to be afraid because the things that had happened in there shook him up. But this person did not understand how these things had an impact on her life. But then when we were praying, I started asking questions. And I discovered that because of the time that he was spending with these people, they have had a short time. There's a bond. And things have been what? Imparted to her.
Yeah.
There are things that can be imparted to your life if you are not careful.
Yeah.
How are soul ties formed? I believe there are other ways which soul ties are formed. But there are some that I am aware of. So I will just give you a few of them. As I said, tomorrow I will preach. So today I will try to read. One, sexual relations, as I said. That sexual relationships can have a very big impact in terms of soul ties.
Yeah.
A very big impact.
Yeah.
And I want to emphasize, if you are not married, keep yourself. Don't just go and sleep with people, because you end up having so many things in your life that will destroy you and might destroy your marriage when you get married. Have you wondered, some people are married but they can't stop thinking of their ex-boyfriends? Have you wondered why? Soul ties. Because they have got ties with those people. That's why they want to go back. Though their husband might be loving, or though the woman might be so loving, but because of the soul tie that they have, they can't control themselves. They want to go back. Until you break that soul tie, until God sets you free from those soul ties, that's when you learn to appreciate your wife or your husband. Some of the people that their marriages are struggling today, it's because of soul ties. Some of them, it's because they have got what do we call spiritual husbands. Because of spiritual husbands or spiritual wives, they are spending time during the night sleeping with spirits. As a result, they don't want their husband or wife. And that is having impact on their lives. And that is having impact on their marriage. They look very small things, but then it destroys the rest of your life. Yesterday or day before yesterday, somebody called me from London. And when we were talking on the phone, because he needed the assist, was referred by somebody. And on the talking, I said to her, "I'm sorry, how old are you?" And she said, 22 years. I said, 22 years. Said, "I'm sorry, because the question I'm going to ask you, if you lie to me, you are not getting your deliverance." So she said, "Why?" I said, "Because it's a very sensitive question, but it's very important to your deliverance." Then I said, "How many people have you slept with?" And she kept quiet. And I said, "You will not lie to me, because I know it's not five. I know it's more than that. But I just want the honest truth from you. At 22 years, slept with about 21 men on a day." Okay? Can you think how many soul ties she has done? Can you think of the impact that will have on your life if you're doing such kind of the things? Now, you're not dealing with one soul tie. You're dealing with 22 soul ties. Do you think it will be 5 minutes deliverance? There's a lot. Because some people come with different garbages. Some are very strong. Some are so difficult that you will not just stand and say, "Come out," and then they go. Because they will fight and say, "We have been here longer than you think." And they are ready to fight because they don't want to leave people. That's why I'm saying it's very important to be careful who you associate yourself. So ties are very, very difficult. And if you're not careful, it will destroy your future. That's why some people are not getting married. It's because of the soul ties they have made. No matter how beautiful you are, a man cannot see you. No matter how handsome you are, no woman wants you. And you wonder why? It's because of the soul ties. And now you are under those spiritual husband or spiritual wives that you are sleeping with, and they have built a gap that you can't get married again. Or even if you get married, you won't last in that marriage because of the spiritual husband. That's why if you are not married, keep yourself safe. Even if you are married, be faithful. Because you will end up getting these things bring to your wife, and it will destroy your house.
Godly soul ties are formed when a couple are married. Ephesians 5, 31. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. And the godly soul tie between a husband and wife that God intended him to have is unbreakable by man. Okay? Mark chapter 10, verse 7 to 9 says, however, when a person has an ungodly sexual relationship with another person, an ungodly soul tie is then formed. Can you see how soul ties are formed? If you have sexual relationship with somebody who is ungodly, then a soul tie is what? Formed. It means you have given yourself to the devil. You have opened up the door. That's why sometimes people tend to wonder, what happened to me? Or some people say, we knew her. She was a very nice girl. But the moment she had that boyfriend, her life was messed up. It was these things that she got from that boyfriend. Or it's the things that she got from that girlfriend that destroyed her life. So tight. Because he came with his own demons. And then things have gone bad.
It's true.
And people went, what happened? She was very good. She was dedicated. She was like this. Yes, she was like that. But she opened up the door. And because of that, her life was destroyed. Maybe some of you are witnesses. You have seen this in a church or in the community where you say, that is a good girl. But association or just have a relationship, her life was messed up.
Yeah.
Some people, they get married. They never like anything. The moment they get married, things change in their house. You are no longer having money. What has happened? I used to have money. I used to save money. Now I'm no longer saving money. Check. When did that problem come? Maybe the person brought something with her or with him. Then sit together and break that and pray together for God to deliver you. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. Know you not that which is joined as a hallowed is one body? I think I explained this already. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. It talks about the one who sleeps with another person, they become what? One flesh. So the Bible says, if you are joined with a hallowed, you are what? One with a hallowed. So in other words, that's what I'm saying. It means if the person had 100 or 2,000 demons, by the end of that thing, you have got 2,000 demons. So if this one had 3,000 demons and you had 2,000 demons, at the end you have shared how many? 5,000 demons each. Now the more you do it, the more you have them. And the more difficult it will be for you to come out of it. So ties. And sometimes that's why you see people come in church. They are such wonderful people, but they can't stop gossiping. Have you discovered that? They are very good people, but they gossip a lot. They talk too much about other people. It's because they had some short ties with people that had the spirit of gossip. And then that is in them. Sometimes they don't even know what they are doing, that they are destroying other people. But because of the soul tie with that person, that's why things are what? Like that. That's why we are talking about we need to be very careful on how we associate ourselves. So number one, sexual relation. Number two, cross relationship. I think I've touched that. King David and Jonathan had a good soul ties. As a result of good friendship, and it came to pass when had made an end of speaking, and to so that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as he loved his own soul. But bad soul ties can form from bad relationship, as well as idolizing somebody can cause a bad soul tie. Sometimes the people that you idolize, the people that you admire, maybe they are not very good people. And then you end up having a what? A soul tie.
Yeah.
So you need to look the kind of friends you have. I have heard. Sorry, sometimes I can't read some things that I've been written myself.
Okay, number two, vows, commitments, and agreement. Vows are known to bind the souls. Numbers chapter 30, verse 2. Marriage itself consists of vows and binds the two people together. Ephesians 5, verse 31. Therefore, I have little reason to overlook the concept of vows, commitments as being means to create a soul tie. What kind of vows do you make when you're in a relationship? Not only marriage. With that girlfriend, with that boyfriend, with those friends, those vows, sometimes they look very small, but they become very important in your life. They will have an impact in your life. I was talking to somebody who said, I made a vow with this boyfriend that we'll be together forever and we'll die together. And it was only a boyfriend. They had not even got married. And then they divorced. And then somebody, not divorced, they separated. Things were no longer together. And then they were both struggling wherever they were. And this girl phoned and said, what should I do? And I said, you made a vow. Do you understand what a vow is? They said, what do you mean? I said, it's a commitment. It's a covenant. So you have got a covenant with that guy. You need to break it for you to move on. And she was shocked. She said, what do you mean? I said, because you made a commitment, that will be there. That's why people, we are struggling so many times. Because sometimes we make commitments without thinking. Sometimes we make vows without thinking. And that end up having an impact in our lives. So my prayer or my heart desire is don't make vows without thinking. Because it will have an impact in your life. If you can't fulfill the promise or the vow, don't bother to do it. That's why if you make a vow or give something, do it. If you say, I'll do this, do it. Learn to stand by your way.
Yeah. Amen.
Vows, friendship can bring something to your life. And one thing I'll say is, they are not easy to break them. But tomorrow, we'll look into that. We'll talk a little bit about that. But let me just, maybe, should I say, start a little bit on how to break soul ties. Tomorrow I said I'll speak about it, but maybe I might preach more. How to break soul ties. One, if any sins were committed to the cause of soul tie, repent of them. We need to repent if there's any sins that was committed to the soul tie. So we need to repent from the soul ties. Because some of those soul ties, we did them unknowingly. And that has had an impact in our life. Fornication is perhaps one of the most common ways to create a nasty soul ties. This is one of the gateway, and it's one of the big gateways to the what?
Soul
ties. Yeah. And if we are not very careful, we'll have so many soul ties that our life will be in mess. If gifts were given to you by the other person in connection with the sin of an unholy relationship, such as rings, flowers, cards, blurs, I would get rid of them.
Yeah.
Because if you keep them, you haven't broken it. I remember one person told me he was in a relationship. And they exchanged belts, just a belt, as a way of, a, should I say, a covenant or a vow. Because the person was struggling, he said, I'll come back and marry you. And things didn't go well. And the girl got married, and he moved and got married. But they could not stop communicating for 10 years, even though they were still married. And they were saying, we never understood why. They never had sex before. But it was just that vow that they did that did not separate them. And both of them now, they were having problems in their marriage.
Wow.
Something that looks small, but have impact. And then to discover, both of them, they had kept those things that they gave each other. So that was
a root cause, something that would connect to them. That's why if you got something from the people that came in your life and said this and that, go throw them away or burn them so that you don't see them again. Because the more you keep them, that is a getaway for the demons to keep coming to you. And they will keep coming. That's why it is important that we throw them away. I would get rid of them, such things symbolize an ungodly relationship and can hold a soul tight. So they will keep holding you and it will not go anywhere. If you are still friends in a relationship, just now, it's no longer an ungodly relationship. Like say a boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, except you have repented and forsaken the unholy practice. If you're not married, don't sleep together. Wait for your marriage. Okay. Don't start eating the forbidden fruit before it's time. It's not necessary. Keep yourself holy. Any last vows or commitments made that break apart in forming soul ties should be renounced. It's important that we renounce the soul ties. There are some things that we say, as I was saying, that may be knowingly or unknowingly. We need to renounce them. Those things that we say and say, God, I renounce and I repent from it and I break every communication or any link between me and him or her. Yeah. So begin to break it. That there is no any root cause that they will find a way to you.
Yeah.
That's why it is important that we break soul ties. Because if we don't do that, there's still a way for them to come.
It's true.
And you need to break them in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
I would never love another man need to be renounced. There are spoken commitments that need to be undone verbally. Proverbs 21 verse 23 tells us that whose keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. I want you to understand that. It says, whose keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. The tongue has ability to bring the soul great troubles and bondage. You know, this tongue has got power to create or to destroy.
Yeah.
One thing I want to show you how powerful the tongue is. Just say tomorrow, or just start saying, I feel like sick. I feel like sick. You'll be sick. Have you discovered that?
Mm-hmm.
There's power because tongue creates. The spoken word, when you speak things, they'll come to be. That's why I usually tell people, don't curse your children. Because when you speak evil about your children, they will manifest. There's power in tongue. Don't give names to your children. Oh, you're a dog, you're what? No. Please speak positive. Speak creative. Create environment that will be good for your children. Don't just speak things because that will have an impact in their life. Number four, forgive that person if you have anything against them. Some people you have had sore ties because of the spirit of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness has tightened you up to those people. The moment you see them, you feel angry. The moment you hear your name, the blood runs fast in your body. Anger that needs to be taken out. Unforgiveness. That's why Matthew says what? Forgive us our what? Trespasses. As we forgive their sins or trespasses. So the first thing is you need to be forgiven before the other people are forgiven. You cannot go to God if you have unforgiven spirit. You need to let it go. You need to let it out. I think I've shared a few of my background, how I grew up, how I was treated, how I was mistreated, and how impact it had on me in terms of the spirit of rejection, that nobody wanted to accept me. But you know what? When I forgave them, God delivered me from the spirit of rejection. And from there on, people loved me. I think if there is anybody who hates me today, you'll be the first one since I received Christ. Since that day, God has delivered me from rejection.
Come on.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's no place of God where I have not been liked. People
people love me. Not because I'm special, but because I have forgiven and God has forgiven me. And as a result, I've got favor upon my life.
Amen.
And wherever I go, I'm welcome. People love me. People bless me. Today, I was in King's Lynn. That's where I was working. And I was facilitating some training. And one person said, you know what? The moment I walked in this classroom, I saw your smile. I said, ha, that's a lovely smile. I will listen to everything he says. And people were laughing. But you know what I find out? I said, this is the favor of God.
Amen.
That's what God. When you have forgiven, God will forgive you. And the favor of God will come upon you. Those sorties will be broken.
Amen.
Your life will not be the same.
Amen.
Your situation will begin to change because there is favor upon your life.
Amen.
But if you're not forgiven, you are tied up. Maybe tomorrow I'll be talking about that.
Beautiful.
How people are tied up.
It's true.
When you're tied up, you can't go anywhere. Your life will be difficult. And you, some of you, you have decided to tie yourself to unforgiveness.
It's good, come on.
Some of you have decided to tie yourself to some bitterness, to some things that are not necessary, but you have tied yourself there, and therefore you cannot go anywhere.
It's true.
Your life is tied up until you break it, until you forgive, and then your life will change. We need to learn to forgive.
Yeah.
We need to learn, number five, renounce the soul tie. Do this verbally. You can't just say, okay, I'm free. Sometimes you need to get angry with your situation.
Yeah. Come on.
Sometimes when I'm in prayer, I'm like a madman. I have to be honest.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll take the shirt down.
Amen.
Sometimes I'll fold my trouser up to here. And I'll be walking and jumping up. Sometimes I'll be fighting with my hands.
Yeah.
Because I go crazy.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I understand these things.
Yeah.
You need to understand and know that you are in war.
Amen.
Therefore, let me say, God, you know I've got a sort. I know I need to get angry and say, God, I'm fed up of being tired. I need to get out of this. Therefore, get out of my life. I want to go and get to my best.
Hallelujah.
There are times we need to be angry.
Yeah. Amen.
There are times we need to be happy.
Yeah.
But whenever it comes to demons, I don't smile.
Yes.
I get angry.
Amen.
Because I'm not friends of demons.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm an enemy of them.
Amen.
And I usually say, wherever I am, I want demons to tremble. And say, what has he come to do again? Because I know I'm not a friend of them.
Amen.
You know, I have seen a lot of things. I have seen a lot of things. Recently, I was praying for another person who was bitter and angry for the rest of her life. And we prayed, and God began to deliver the person. And then the spirit of joy came upon me, and I began to laugh, and she began to laugh. And that was the deliverance. But it wasn't easy. It took time. One thing I'll tell you is, I don't usually tell people where these things happen, because some of you might start researching. But at the end, when the demon goes, the person did everything on herself. That's how the demon manifested. So she weighed herself, and she did two on herself. And this is not just, it was not sick, it was normal, but because they were that strong, that they said, if we manifest, we'll make this place dirty, and you will run out. And I said, I'm not going anywhere. Whatever you do, I'll stay and cast you out. And they did that thinking I would say, oh, it's stinky here. And I said, now you have lost devil because I don't smell anything anyway. I'll still cast you out. And then I cast the demon out and it went. What I'm trying to say is you don't need to keep hold to some things for so long. You need to let them go. Those people that have messed it up, yes, they hated you. It was so hard. It was so difficult. But do you want to live your life forever thinking of them?
It's good. Hallelujah.
And saying, oh, you did this in that year. you know, 1988, you did this. We are in 21st century. Yeah. Please let it go.
Yeah.
Christ should not come while you're still holding on to them. Yes, maybe they promised to do something and nothing happened. But one thing I know is God is faithful. If you let it go, your life will change.
Yeah.
You need to break the soul ties in Jesus' name. Do this verbally with authority in Jesus. And for example, I now break every severe and godly soul ties formed between myself and this person. You know, some soul ties, you need to mention the names of people that you know you have got soul ties, especially if it's things that came through fornication. You need to start write down those men that have come through your life, those women that you have passed through, and begin to break every short tie between you and them. And make sure you're not just saying, I break a short tie. Be serious and cut it so that your life can move on.
Amen.
Yeah. We need to break short ties if we have to move on. We need to forgive and we need to let go. If we don't do that, we will remain the same. Some of us will continue to be sick because some of the sicknesses that we have today, it's because of soul ties.
Mm-hmm.
The people that we have associated ourselves, they have even bring some headaches, some diseases in our life that does not belong to us. And we need to come out of them. And we can only come out of it when we know that we have soul ties. May the good Lord bless you tonight. Tomorrow, we will continue from there and go a little bit deeper and possibly break soul ties. And Sunday, we will smoothen it up where we have beaten. Make sure that you don't go home hurt. So I'll make sure I rub some salt to heal the wounds before you go. So Sunday, that's what